Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since the current millennium started 25 years ago, we have experienced significant financial upheavals, everything from Y2K fears to the Great Recession to the pandemic, and now to massive government layoffs and tariffs. How does a financial planning firm cope and grow during these challenging times? Well, let's ask one that was born when it all started. Margaret Ellen Pender is a principal at Anchor Management Investment. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Margaret Ellen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I'm honored to be with you today.
So congratulations on 25 years. Now, share with us the history, the background. How did the firm get started?
Yes, it's hard to believe we've been in existence 25 years now. Pat and I met and began conversations about growing what he had begun as a one-person operation into a two-person operation. And we launched our efforts together and began to hire other folks, then went through a couple of mergers. And here we are 17 people later in 2025 and thankful to be thriving and enjoying being rooted in Columbia.
Well, now share with us how the experience has been over the past couple of decades with, you know, with all of these financial upheavals that we've had and are going through again.
I think the biggest thing we've learned is the importance of helping our clients set reasonable expectations. We've discovered that as long as people understand what to expect, they can usually tolerate whatever happens.
Did you, though, in fact, have some clients jump ship and say, hey, we can't handle this?
Fortunately, very few. Like I said, we spend a lot of time on the front end. We like to use an analogy of driving speed. We help people understand how fast their car is driving and what that means in different conditions. And what we found is when whatever market's been imagined plays out, whether it's good or bad, as long as people understand what should happen, they're usually able to stay the course. And that, for long-term investors, is the key to being successful.
And how about on the employee front, finding qualified employees to work at a financial planning firm? You know, we hear stories all the time about the labor shortage out there across America, across South Carolina. What's it been like in your industry?
The labor market has certainly been tight, and finding excellent qualified candidates in a smaller market like Columbia can be challenging. We've been very fortunate that we've been able to build a staff mostly through referrals of folks who are already members of our team. Many of them have worked in the industry in previous careers, but we also have gotten to a size now that we can train folks if they join us without experience in our particular arm of finance. We're fortunate to be affiliated with some larger organizations in the industry, and often that's a way to find candidates who may be moving here. As you know, South Carolina is a state that's growing rapidly, and so finding younger candidates who are interested in moving to South Carolina has become more of a reality than it's ever been in 25 years.
Talk about how the investment product scene has changed. That was about the time that I retired from your industry. It was just getting into more and more fee-based rather than commission-based. Talk about how these changes have occurred.
Yes, you're exactly right. We've certainly seen that transition happen fairly quickly. Anchor began as a fee-only firm, and we have remained that way on the investment management side of our work as we've grown our offering and the things that we can assist clients in handling. Some things like insurance do have to be paid in a different way, but certainly the push has been towards a very simplified, very transparent fee-only structure, and we find that to be very refreshing. We like the transparency of that structure.
Anything new on the horizon that you see for the industry?
You know, I've been asked the question frequently in the last 6 months to a year if I could imagine AI replacing the humans in this field. And over the last 25 years, we've certainly seen some of the grind part of the work able to be automated, you know, the robo-investing options, et cetera. I think the industry is morphing almost more into a coaching approach than we've seen in previous years. It seems to be less about the numbers and more about the why and what people's long-term goals are for themselves and for generations that follow them.
Well, Margaret Ellen, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Margaret Ellen Pender is a principal at Anchor Investment Management. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia, and we will have a link to the firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.